Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yeah, my name's Sophie Nahad, and I've got some credit card charges that I don't know what they're for. And one's for $69 and one's for $64. And I have no idea what that's for.
All right. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
38558.
And that first and last name?
Sophie, S-O-P-H-I-E, Nahad, N-A-H-O-D.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
109 Borough Lane.
Okay. So I see this started on April the 19th. You ordered the Smart Fitness Tracker for $7.97, replacement color straps for $19.98, a second fitness tracker for $6.97, and a warranty for $19.95, as well as premium wireless earbuds for $28.99.
Yeah, that was all mistaken. I tried to contact and cancel that order, and I accepted the fact that I made a mistake, but now I have new charges on May 5th and May 4th that I don't even know what that's for.
So the charges that you see, the $64.87 and $69.87, those are the retail price for these. Well, the $69.87 is the retail price for the fitness tracker. So the deal was buy one, get one discounted. That $7.97 and $6.97 that you paid, that's just shipping and handling. That just covers for the watch to be shipped to you. That doesn't cover for the watch itself. They wanted to give you some time. Yeah, they wanted to give you time to test out the watch before you pay for it.
Okay, I never even used it. I opened the containers, but I wanted to ship it all back. And when I texted and used and tried to email, I couldn't get any kind of answer. And I have everything intact in the original package, but I don't want any of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So with these
products, what do I do now?
To track your heart rate, oxygen level, blood pressure, as well as many other different things. So one thing I can do for you is I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay. So what am I going to do with these products that I don't want that are all in the same box and bag that you sent to me? I can't send those back and get...
You can keep those, or you can give them to family members. If the 35% doesn't work, I can go up to 50.
And then will that stop all these charges I'm getting?
Those were the 69 and the 64. Those were the last charges. The only thing that you were paying for was
50% back is...
Yes. So the only thing you were just paying for is just the watch itself. So with the 50% discount, the $69.87, you'll be getting back $34.94. Let me process that.
Well, when I went online, that place, whatever that was, didn't even acknowledge it was a company. I didn't even figure out what all that was, and it was kind of a setup because they said, oh, you know, and it said, do you want this? And I said, no. And it said, do you want this? And I said, no. And then I kept getting the stuff, and I'm like, what the heck is this stuff about?
If the 50% doesn't work, I can go up to 75.
All right, I'll take the 75, but will this stop all these charges? I won't get any
more? There'll be no
more
charges. Those, that 69 and that 64 was the last coming out of your account. So for the 64.87, you'll be getting back 48.65, and the 69.87, you'll be getting back 52.40.
Okay, but I don't know what kind of a setup was this anyway? Because it said contact, and I contacted, and I got absolutely no response at all.
So when you called the number, what did it say?
Oh, not the number. I went online and I texted that number saying I'm trying to cancel this, and no, I got absolutely no response. And when I went online, there was like, it said email us, and I never ever got a response from that either.
So yes, we don't respond to emails. We do everything over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have access to the emails.
And you wouldn't answer a text either then, huh?
Yeah, we don't do text. Yeah, right. the way we work, we don't have personal cell phones. We do everything by computer.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate all you could do and get rid of this and not send me any more bills.
Okay. Give me one.
And there's no way I can send this back and get a full refund, even though everything's in the original package and there's a sticker in here just telling me what's in here.
I do apologize, but that's all that we have. Let's see. There we go. Yeah, so unfortunately, our company does not have a return policy due to the health and safety standards of COVID. But like I've stated before, you've got the 5240 and the, let's see, the 4865. So in total, you will be getting back $101.05.
Okay, and that you're just going to put that on my credit card, right?
Yes, that will be going back on your card within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and if I call back, is there like an account number or verification number or a name I can get a hold of if it doesn't go through?
Yes, I do have a confirmation number ready for you.
Okay. All right.
All right. So that code is going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
919.
Okay.
223.
Okay.
953.
Okay. And if I call this number again, do I get someone else or do I get you again?
So you may get somebody else. All you have to do is just give them that confirmation number to let them know that you did speak with the representative, and a representative handles your account accordingly.
Okay. Well, I appreciate what you can do for me.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.